Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, September 27th, 2019. Today is World Tourism Day. According to the numbers from RIAS Anti-Semitism Research and Information Center, for the first half of 2019, hatred of Jews and Israelis is part of everyday life in Berlin. These incidents were reported to RIAS between January and June of 2019. On Thursday, the research unit published them, along with current statistics, which does show a decrease compared to the same period last year. While there were 579 anti-Semitic incidents a year ago, RIAS counted 404 by the end of June this year. The number of reported physical attacks fell from 23 to 13. And in the first half of 2017, there were 9. The number of property damage and threats also fell slightly, while the number of anti-Semitic statements fell significantly. For Lorenz Korgel, the anti-Semitism commissioner of the state of Berlin, this is no reason to sound the all clear, stating, quote, "Anti-Semitism remains a serious problem with which we in Berlin must not resign ourselves. The number of anti-Semitic incidents remains at a high level." According to Korgel, it is known that anti-Semitic activity can lead to a drastic increase in the number of cases at any time and in the very short term, applying above all to the internet. By June of 2019, RIAS Berlin had registered 180 significantly fewer incidents on the internet. According to Korgel, the waves of hatred on the internet are often linked to media coverage of an escalation of the Middle East conflict. While the number of cases on the internet declined, according to RIAS, the number of Jews directly affected by anti-Semitic incidents had remained almost the same. A spokesman for RIAS told the Berliner Morgenpost, quote, "The alarming thing is that it is often enough for an attack to be made if someone can be recognized as a Jew by a Star of David or because he or she is speaking Hebrew." According to RIAS, most of the anti-Semitic attacks took place in Mitte, followed by Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf and Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg. The research center also records the political background of anti-Semitic acts. While the police statistics automatically classify them as right-wing extremists, RIAS only does this if there are clear indications of neo-Nazi ideas. At 120, right-wing extremist cases of anti-Semitism in the first half of 2019 are virtually unchanged from the same period last year. The anti-Semitism commissioner Korgel added, quote, "Where Jewish life becomes visible, there is the danger of hostility and attacks. This is an ongoing development to which we must never get used to. One must keep an eye on anti-Semitism in all its facets, be it in its Muslim or secular Arab form, or in its classical right-wing and conspiracy theoretical manifestations." A new study confirms that Berlin is making progress in the quality of its kitas and kindergartens, but still sees deficits. According to the Bertelsmann Foundation's latest state monitoring study published on Thursday, 11,900 additional specialists are needed to ensure childcare in daycare centers. At the moment, the care situation is not optimal and is associated with a high workload for the educators. On March 1, 2018, a full-time pedagogical specialist in daycare groups was responsible for 5.7 full-time children. The ratio had thus improved slightly compared to 2014, when it was 1 to 5.9 children. The trend was similar in the kindergarten groups. Here, educators were responsible for 8.6 children in 2018, after 8.8 in 2014. The foundation recommends that a maximum of 3 children in nursery groups and 7.5 children in kindergarten groups be assigned to one pedagogical specialist. Berlin has been striving for years to keep pace with the growing city in the creation of nursery places and childcare facilities. The Bertelsmann Foundation's figures make this clear. Between 2008 and 2018, the number of daycare center children increased from 113,700 to 160,500. The pedagogical staff in the daycare centers almost doubled over the same period, from 16,700 to 30,500. According to the report, only Baden-Württemberg has a comparable increase. The foundation considers the care ratio in daycare centers to be essential in terms of quality. However, other factors such as facilities, support offers, or opening hours are also important for the quality of care. Berlin spends 1.7 billion euros annually on childcare. People, animals, and buildings will be more protected in Berlin from damage from fireworks. For this reason, the Red Red Green Coalition is demanding that the sale of firecrackers and fireworks be restricted to the 30th and 31st of December. Exceptions which permit sales starting from the 28th of December in special cases are to be abolished. The Senate is being called upon to request a corresponding change in the Federal Council. The proposal also suggests banning loud fireworks and firecrackers in heavily populated neighborhoods. The committees in the House of Representatives are currently still dealing with this proposal. According to the Federal Environment Agency, almost 5,000 tons of fine dust are produced annually by the burn-off from fireworks, most of it on New Year's Eve. This corresponds to about 17% of the amount of particulate matter emitted by road traffic each year. According to the justification of the application, a burden on people in need of quiet, such as seniors, but also on domestic and wild animals, is no longer acceptable. For wild animals, dogs and cats, the unusual noise, bright flashes, and the continuous noise are a stress situation, which they sometimes perceive as life-threatening. In Berlin, the use of fireworks at the turn of the year is on the increase, and with it, the pollution caused by fine dust, especially in the city center. Closely built-up inner-city locations should be permanently and noticeably relieved from this, according to the demand, because the quantity of fine dust now has reached a level that can no longer be tolerated. As Berlin Briefing reported yesterday, bus and train travel in Berlin and Brandenburg will become more expensive, but it was not clear when. Now, the Supervisory Board of the Transport Association for Berlin and Brandenburg, or the VAU-BB, has made the decision that as of January 1st, fares will rise by an average of 3.3%. A single AB Berlin ticket will then cost €2.90, 10 cents more than before. The prices for daily tickets in the Berlin Fare Zone AB will rise sharply to €8.60 instead of €7. The Berlin State Secretary for Transport, Ingmar Striza of the Greens, promoted understanding on RBB's InfoRadio. The price increases were moderate and necessary as the personnel costs at the BVLG had risen, stating, quote, Berlin and Brandenburg are investing very heavily in local public transport, in addition to the fairly high wage agreement at the BVLG. Regular customers, however, will not feel the price increases since the annual ticket will not become more expensive. According to Striza, nothing changes for 1 million citizens, since also all discounts remained untouched, like the free pupil ticket, the trainee ticket, or the job ticket. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de. Hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.